Welcome, everybody, to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. I am so excited to record this podcast with you. It really merits attention. We're going to be talking about what healthy self looks like. Not that any of us have attained it or reached its goal, but it is a road that we all should embark on, desire to be on. What does it look like to be healthy? Well, first of all, I would say that there's so many parts of us. The way God created us was body and soul and spirit, but there's also an intellectual side to us. And there's these compartments, and we're just these individuals that God didn't just make as one part, but we're made up of these different parts of us. And to be healthy in different parts of our lives, we have to be very deliberate. We have to be very aware. We have to be very mindful of the different areas of our lives and really check in if we're growing in those areas of our lives. And that's something that's very dear to my heart. I long to see and I desire to see not only myself, but others just whole and complete and healthy. I believe that this is going to be a journey that we never just arrive at. I believe that it is a journey that we all have to continue to be on. It's so easy to lose track, to get off the rail of an unhealthy self, be it mentally or emotionally. How many times have we become dysregulated and we're really not regulated in our emotions? Maybe somebody cut in on us. Maybe something happened. There was an external factor or circumstance that really just got us off track. And so to be healthy demands us to be deliberate and to really check in with ourselves, which will require us to really take a pause in life. We live in a Western society where everything is so fast. We are all busy. We say we're busy, and we actually gloat on the fact that we are busy, but that is not healthy. When we take a pause, when we reflect, when we can go for a walk and check in within ourselves and just really understand what's going on. Am I regulated? Why am I overreacting? Why am I so angry? Why am I so compulsive? Why do I respond that way? What's really going on? And that, I believe, really gets us into the journey of wholeness. So today in our podcast, I want to talk about our broken state as humanity. As humans, we are broken. That's our Adamic nature. And we see that in the book of Genesis chapter 3, how God always had a redemptive plan for all of us. His desire is to see us function in our God-given potential. And we see why Jesus came to the earth. And we see how in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, before the fall, before sin ever entered, we see that God's desire for Adam and for Eve was to live in this glorious Adam and Eve to live in this glorious Eden. And they were living in the fullness of God. They would walk in the coolness of the morning and talk with God, and Adam would plant, and there was just wholeness to him. That is the goal of God in our lives, to walk in wholeness, not perfection, but wholeness. And so what does it look like when we're broken? So I'm going to give you some just different words that would describe our brokenness. So when we are broken, the first word I want to just identify is we become very defensive. How do we know we're not whole or on the journey to healthy? Or maybe we haven't checked in on ourselves. It's because we're defensive. Have you ever found yourself very defensive? People tell you something, but you just get defensive. You just don't want anybody to say anything. You just kind of are on edge, you know, you're just in one of those moods and you get very defensive. When we are very defensive, that speaks and translates into our broken humanity. So check in with yourself. Why are you so defensive? Maybe it's a pattern. Maybe it's a cycle. That's just the way you have lived. That's just the way you respond. Well, what would wholeness look like? What would healthy look like? Well, you're approachable. People can approach you. People can talk to you. That's when you know and you can gauge if I'm really on the road to healthy. So I want you to see it in terms of language so that you can see, well, what does healthy look like if I want to be a healthy self? Well, I've got to go from being defensive to approachable. And that's a good gauge for you to see. Kind of like the, you know, when you look at a car and you see it's low on gas and it'll tell you. Well, when you find yourself very defensive, that's your old Adamic nature. That's like Adam and Eve after the fall in Genesis chapter 3. But to be whole, it really merits an attitude, a character that is approachable. I'll give you another one. Another identification, or we could say profile, of a broken self where we are not healed is really a low self-awareness. Somebody who's low self-aware, and you watch them, they almost avoid people. You could see somebody who has low self-awareness because they may be in this funk, so to speak, but they really don't know why that is happening. They don't, and they really can't identify. They really don't have language to what's going on inside of them. So you see them and they'll say things like, it's just that I'm scared. And they'll continue their cycles. They continue to live a pattern, and it's a vicious cycle. Let me give you an example. You may not be self-aware that you are carrying shame, and shame has gotten inside your bones, and you may not be aware of it. And somebody who's still in a broken state, not on the road to healing and wholeness, is somebody who's not really aware. Like, what's really at the root? Why am I in a cycle? Do you know it's possible to be in a cycle because shame lives inside of you? Shame actually keeps you in a cycle. What is shame? Shame says this: there is something wrong with me. Well, somebody who is not on the journey to healing is not going to be self-aware. A person who is on this road to being healthy is really self-aware. You're highly self-aware, as a matter of fact. Wholeness really speaks of high self-awareness. You're aware of yourself. You're aware why you're angry. You're aware of why you can't commit. You're aware of why you have these vicious cycles. You're aware because you're doing the work. You're aware of why you're so angry. You know, anger is a secondary emotion. It's not a primary emotion. What's really behind the anger? Have you even interviewed your anger? We have to interview the anger because I have to know. I have to be aware of why I'm so angry. See, a person that is on the road to being healthy will become self-aware, not in a self-condemning way, but in a very compassionate way. You understand why you're hurt or what's behind it, or if it's shame. Another way to detect, or a profile of somebody who's very broken versus somebody who's on the road to healing and on the road to wholeness, is a person who's broken. Let's look at it from James chapter 3 perspective after Adam and Eve fall, will be isolated. A person that is isolated doesn't do very well with relationships. They're uncomfortable with relationships. They like to be by themselves. These are the kind of people that will kind of go in and out, and they don't talk to anybody. They don't fellowship with anybody. They don't really like community. And I don't know why God did it. We could take it up with God, but God decided to mature us through relationships. We cannot grow without relationships. He said that we are a part of a body. He says one part of the body cannot exist without the other. That is how we grow. That is how we mature. We cannot mature on our own. So this kind of talk, it's just me and God, is really not quite biblical. Actually, you'll stay stuck and you'll stay stagnant. Well, I've been hurt before. Yes, but you cannot form a belief system based on a situation that occurred in the past. That doesn't change the principles of God. That doesn't change how we're going to mature. So we've got to be people. If we're going to move towards this wholeness, we are not going to be people that are isolated. We don't necessarily just react, but we are people that delight in community. Another way to see if we're really broken and we're really not on the road or on this journey to healing is that we like to blame. Blame is one of those things that keep you stuck in a cycle. It's everybody's fault. And it's easier to blame than to take responsibility for your parts, right? That's hard to do. People who blame are stuck in a cycle. People who blame and say, I am this way because of this. Or I continue to live this habitual habit. I am addicted to, let's say, a drug, alcohol, or pornography. Or I am, you know, stuck in this because, or I do this, or I behave this way because of this. That is blame. And that only is saying that you are stuck in a cycle. Every person that blames is stuck. You're not it. What are you knotted in? In a cycle of pain. Pain will actually manifest itself through blame. So what's behind that blame is pain. And pain hasn't found its exit. So when we blame somebody else, or when we even blame ourselves, and we blame ourselves for why we are not moving forward, we blame ourselves why we can't change. It's because I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I can't. And we blame ourselves. I've made too many mistakes. I have failed way too much. And that keeps us stuck. And what it really is you're stuck in a cycle of pain. That is brokenness. But a person who wants to move towards healing, and what that looks like, that profile, and that wholeness, out of Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, God's original plan for humanity is we take responsibility. I don't shame myself. I take responsibility for my part, for what I did wrong. I have to own it if I'm going to be whole. If I'm going to go on the road to healing, I've got to own it. I've got to say, this was my fault, and I take responsibility. Now, another way to detect when we are just still broken, and it just really speaks of our broken humanity, is anger. We carry so much anger. That merits one podcast because I have so much to say about anger. We all feel it. Anger is not going to go away. You don't cast it out. You don't order it out. Anger is an emotion that God gave us. You have to know how to regulate it. You have to know when and how and the reason why it's there. I said earlier, we have to almost interview anger because anger is not a first emotion. It is a secondary emotion. Underneath anger, there might be fear. There might be sadness. This is why self-awareness is key in your life if you're going to be a healthy you. Anger is one of those things that when it rises, it really can cause us to now behave in a way that could lead us to a lot of potential problems, even relationally. All of us have been angry. All of us have felt anger because anger is trying to tell us something. Now, if we're going to be healthy, what does that look like? Well, we delight. We don't necessarily respond out of anger or react every time we get angry, even with ourselves. Maybe you're angry at you. That's the part of self-awareness that is key. It's crucial if you're going to be whole. Somebody who maybe is moving towards healthy will delight. They just enjoy. They know how to laugh at themselves. And that speaks of humility. When you make a mistake, do you laugh at yourself or do you get angry at yourself? And why is it that you do? Was somebody hard on you? I think we all have made mistakes. And when you can learn to laugh at yourself, that is key to humility. Let me give you another one. Fear also speaks of our broken state. we fear. Fear, again, it's an emotion that's not going to go away. But that fearful part of us, we've all felt it. When you have to go for an interview, when you've got to do something new, when you're embarking on something new, it's scary. You're afraid to change. Change is fearful. It takes courage to change. It takes courage to break cycles. But when we're broken, we stay in fear. We're afraid to maybe start these new friendships or relationships. Maybe start a new church. Go into a new community. I don't know. Whatever it is that you're fearing. The point is, when we're broken, we stay in fear. Fear, actually, is there because we've not been perfected in love. Love is void. We don't understand love, or love maybe hasn't been there. So what is the opposite of that? Well, love, but also courage. So somebody who is on the road to a healthy self takes these bold moves. They are courageous. Even if you feel fear, even if you're scared, you just do it. You don't think twice. Maybe God put something in your heart and you know you're supposed to do it. How long are you going to procrastinate? Fear will keep you stuck, paralyzed, thinking twice, pondering. If you have what it takes, listen, if you haven't done it up till now, maybe fear is at the heart. But see, when you're on this road to, I want to be healthy, then that takes a lot of courage. It takes courage to change. It takes courage to face yourself. It takes courage to own and take responsibility for you. Another one, self-absorption. Self-absorption is one of those that really keeps you broken. We're just so self-absorbed. Do we not live in a culture like that now? We just think about ourselves too much. We're always on our minds. We're always thinking about ourselves. What's better for us? Is this beneficial for me? Self-absorption is one of those, when you can really identify it, is because there's a lot of I's inside of your mind. I feel. Well, self-absorption is one of those things that really translates into brokenness. It's, you're just broken. Our humanity is broken. And self-absorption is never going to lead you into the road or to the path of healthy self and wholeness. So what would be a wholeness? What would healthy look like? Well, offering yourself as a gift where you can extend towards yourself. You can give a little more. You can maybe not think about yourself too much, but think about maybe how God's going to get the glory out of that, how God is going to be perfected through that. How maybe through your weakness, God's strength and his power will really show up through that. I'm going to give you two last ones. Addiction. Addiction, and before you turn off this podcast, there's all kinds of addictions. It doesn't necessarily have to be a drug or an alcohol, or it can be. Are you addicted to something? Are you addicted to your phone? Are you addicted to social media? Are you addicted to maybe food? Or are you addicted to anything in your life? Addictions really speak about our brokenness. But freedom is wholeness. Freedom is healthy. Freedom is so empowering because really nothing has you, only God. When you are free, it really leads you into a state of wholeness. And I'll give you one more. Dishonesty is also one that speaks of our broken, unhealthy self. We're just dishonest. We're really not honest. We're afraid to tell people the truth. But wholeness and healthiness speaks honestly. You can speak and you could tell people your wants and your needs without feeling guilty, without feeling shameful, or without feeling bad. You could just be honest. It's so hard sometimes to say no to other people, especially those you love. We live in a culture sometimes where families are so enmeshed. We can't say no. Everybody gets involved. But truly, when you can speak with honesty, it's so freeing. And that speaks of a whole person. This week, I just want to challenge everybody to just take a look at each of those points and that profile. and make it a point to be deliberate towards a healthy self. We'll see you guys next time.